bottleneck to the fear of asking for what you want is your ego. To break that fear, you would have to start by removing your ego one bit at a time.
And you can shift your focus from yourself to whatever important things that you are working on that's larger than yourself.
Hey friends, welcome to a new season of the Model Breakers podcast. In this new season, we are going to talk about some of the principles that I talk extensively in the book with a more concrete, lengthy example, since there is page limit. For example, we are going to talk about how do you know yourself, be yourself, and tell the story you want? How do you eradicate all the fears, from fear of asking for help to fear of being who you want to be? We may also have guests to join us and come and tell their model-breaking story in this journey. So in today's lesson, I will have Chris join us, and we'll talk about the fear of asking for help. Hey, Chris.
Hello, everyone.
So this actually is inspired by you, right? You saw the Fellowship Slack channel, and you told me that there's this common theme people have been voicing, which is they don't think they need to ask for help, or they think asking for help is stupid.
Yeah, I was there too. That's why I thought this might be an interesting topic.
How was it for you many years ago?
Yeah, when I first started my career at Google, I was like always heads down working, trying to solve every single problem on my own. Yeah, as a result, I guess I have wasted a lot of time. And at the same time, I saw other colleagues who asked for help more frequently.
What did they say?
So they might say something like, hey, would you happen to know the answer to this question?
Would you happen to know the answer to this question?
Yeah.
And what does that help them?
Yeah, a lot of times they got the answers.
Directly, wow. And they saved weeks, maybe, scoring around the code base, and they just get it right away.
Yeah.
So if you were to start all over again, how would you do it?
I would definitely ask for help more frequently.
Is there a point where asking too much help is bad?
Yeah, of course.
Have you seen that?
Not that often.
So there is.
That's why I tell my team all the time, don't be afraid of asking questions. For most of the people, they tend to be on the spectrum of asking too little.
So what would you say to help people gauge whether they're asking too little or too much?
No, I would ask them to not guess whether they're asking too much or too little, and just let their peers let them know whenever they feel you are asking too often.
So more concretely, we can just say, hey, Bob, I am currently practicing being more assertive, bringing more questions. Can you let me know if I'm asking too many? I'm in the learning process. You can literally say that to your teammates and colleague.
Yeah. But I guess the bottom line is that make sure you do your due diligence. If you can easily Google the answer, don't ask it. But
right. So I think one rule of thumb that has helped me a lot is, if you spend 30 minutes trying your best on it and you have no idea where that is, you can ask it, right? 30 minutes is my threshold, but you can kind of dial it up or down based on your competence and your experience level.
Yeah, that's like limit loss.
Right, so you can limit the loss of your time, the team's resources, and get more progress in for the project you're working on.
Yeah.
So we talk about one side of the fear of asking for help, which is thinking that asking for help may feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's another side of fear of asking for help, which is thinking you don't deserve that help.
That's an interesting one.
That's the one I often struggle with. I don't really have the one that's like asking questions is bad, because in college, we are learned to raise good questions and critically debate. But when I start to write my book and work on my own project, there is a point of me that I don't want to be seen. I don't want to talk too much about myself. I want to turn the spotlight to someone else, and including asking for help. I hopefully don't need any help. And that is actually a big limiting belief that I broke through, because the fear of, thinking that asking for help is way over me has stopped me from making some worthy ask that could benefit both of my and their life, right? Because I think we should all recognize that it's a two-way street. When you're asking for help, some people just want to give back. They want to feel seen. They want to make you, they have been there before. So that kind of explains why mentors should work, right? Mentors have been helped and they want to give back. Sponsors want to give back because they have been helped before. So recognizing that there's that point where asking for help is not really, it can also be a service. And also knowing that you are worth, whatever you want, you're worthy of making progress and making that happen. So one concrete example is when I'm writing the book and we're currently looking for early praise. And Model Breaker itself is a book for Asian American community, right? And currently we have seen a lot of hate crime towards the awful things that happened, like 3,000 incidents and more in the past month. And there are many people who spoke up. So there are people who are really high profile in the media, in politics, and so many places. And I was like, okay, I would love to have their platform to showcase this awesome work that could help so many people. But I don't know them. And many people are layers away from me. They have their agents, they have the publisher house. Like, I don't know how to get to them. I can't find their email. So why bother, right? And that has stopped me from making some worthy inquiry that could actually help the public, like the publicity, and also help people see the message that is so important to them. And it took me a while to realize this, but essentially I realized that there's no downside, right? If I ask and they don't reply, that's fine. They're not replying to me anytime now. Like, I'm just back to the baseline. But for some of those people who are so generous and reply and said yes, that's a huge win that I would never get otherwise, because if I didn't ask. So seeing this totally, if you do expected value, the upside is so huge that the downside doesn't mean anything anymore. And that's why knowing that rationally, I will push myself to ask for the things that feels a bit uncomfortable, but it's so important to what I want. It will get me to what I want. So I might as well take that leap of faith to do it.
I actually hear two things. One is that it's difficult to reach those people. The second one is these are busy people in general, whether you deserve their time to help you. You elaborated on the first one, but not much on the second one. Whether you deserve the help. Who deserves being helped?
Everyone. Everyone deserves being helped. If you are working on something you care about, then I think you have the responsibility to make that thing seen by others too.
So is it who's doing the thing or what you're doing matters more?
I think it's about the what. Mm-hmm. I think it's about the mission. If you're working on something that is going to have huge impact, it's going to change people's life, I don't care who is doing that, right? I mean, I'm more outcome result driven, but I think most people are. So if you believe that you're working on something worthy, you have the responsibility to get that message across to many people.
Yeah, I like that. So instead of thinking whether I deserve the help, you should focus on whether you are doing something that's important and whether that thing deserves the help.
Right. And so it's almost
the answer
like
is mostly yes.
Yeah, if you're serving someone larger than yourself, then likely there are people who want to help that group, and then they will likely want to help you doing that work.
Yeah, and that might also help you shift your focus from yourself to the object at hand, so you can detach from your ego.
Right, because if we're always coming from a place of our ego, then there are so many attachment issues that needs to be solved, right? But if you're coming from that worthy cause that attracted you to spend hundreds of hours on it, then it's a no-brainer. It's a thing that it's worth getting across.
Yeah.
So we can talk about how do you make that ask? If you were, no matter which ask you're looking for, maybe that's the one at job, that's the project that you're working on, anyone, anything, you can consider it this way. You can start from a place of humanity. You can say, hey, XYZ person, I'm working on this project. I'm really nervous to reach out. I know you're super busy, you may not reply, but here's why I'm sharing my message with you.
Maybe you can just share your specific example.
Okay, so I can talk about model breakers. So if I were to get an early praise, which is I'm currently in the process, I can say, hey, Andrew Yang, saw that you're busy running the mayor for New York City, but I want to share this important book called Model Breakers with you. It's helping the same group of people that you have been inspiring, and it helps people to break away from the model minority stereotype, which is so pervasive, and embrace their authentic self. And I will kind of like add in some social proof, like the publisher, like the people who have backed, and some other thing to make it more legit, right? And then sum it up with a clear ask. if you also care about the group of people, then make the ask really simple. Then I would love to have one or two sentences of early praise from you. And also say it's okay if you don't reply because there are so many things at your hand, but we really appreciate if you do so. Mm-hmm. So that's literally the email I sent to Andrew Yang, right? That's one example. And it's, you're coming from a place of acknowledging their humanity, of sharing that we're nervous reaching out, like we're all busy human. You're sharing a cause worth helping, the book or anything you want to do. And you're summarizing it up with something that, okay, this is a clear little help you can do. No strings attached, too busy, no stress. Right? And then I do that to many people. So I'm actually in the process, and it felt really terrifying to reach out, but I got so many replies to support I wouldn't get otherwise. So looking at the result, as I said, outcome driven, I wouldn't imagine a different path. I would still be afraid. I would still kind of shake when I click the submit or the send button on the email. But I'll know that this is not only for me, this is for people who would benefit from seeing this message at a larger platform. And that's minimal compared to the work I do, like the revising work, the editing work, the research I did for the book. It's just an email. So let's get a bit concrete in your day-to-day life. If you were to dial up that muscle to ask for things that you are normally too afraid to ask, how could you do? So you can start from what we said, using a threshold. If you're trying to ask for help to unblock, try to do your homework first. Either it's a homework of researching or a homework of a worthy project worth asking. And then you can make the ask really simple, clear-cut, coming from a place about the why them, why you, why asking, sharing the project that need help, and giving a really clear action item with no strings attached. And do that one time after another. Start small, because that's how we build up courage, but keep doing that. Keep asking for the things that you're a bit afraid to ask, and stretch your comfort zone one bit at a time. And that's how you really get to embrace and you know, break the fear that you once are afraid to ask. So that's it for this week's Model Breaker podcast series. So for anyone who is listening to the very end, thank you. And if you have any question regarding the fear, regarding what you want, you don't know how to get it, you're stuck, you can email charlene@livingos.org to get your question answered on this podcast. There's no guarantee on when we will get to it, but I will definitely read everything and reply. And that's the invitation for you. Have a great weekend.